Should have received a copy, a summary of what the case is about. I hope you've had an opportunity to review that. Ms. Solomon, whenever you're ready.
May it please the court, audience today, my client, Ms. DePasquale Martinez, who is seated in the front row, and opposing counsel, Mr. Iona. Today we are before you because a material change in circumstances did occur which affected the minor child's best interest when the parents' respective positions in their locality to the minor children's schooling changed. In 2012, at the time of the decree, the appellee was living in Lakeside, Nebraska. At that particular time of the decree, the appellant was living in Kimball, Nebraska. She was exercising her parenting time in Gordon, Nebraska, albeit the children's schooling was 11 miles away from the appellant's house, the appellant's father. The appellee is the father, the appellant is the mother. So there's an 11-mile distance for schooling. Subsequent to the decree, that school closed. That was not contemplated by the parties, and it seems from the trial testimony that neither party was aware that there was a potential that that school was going to be closed.
And the parenting plan that had been into effect at that point, that had been a negotiated parenting plan, is that correct?
That is, Your Honor. Part of that negotiated parenting plan was that the appellee would have the children during the week. So on the weekend, that is when the appellant would exercise her parenting time. And that parenting time was every weekend with the exception of the third weekend of every month. And that third weekend I'll talk about later and the problems that that has caused.
Are we to assume that the reason, as it was negotiated, is because the school was 11 miles from the dad, but the mom was traveling from out of town to spend her time. Therefore, she was there on the weekends, otherwise the kids were at dad close to school. Is that the reason?
Yes, Your Honor, and I believe the evidence supports that in the appellee's very own testimony. He was talking about why he was opposed to a change to a week-on, week-off parenting schedule, and he summarizes that he doesn't think it would be a good idea, that there might be differences in the household discipline, inconsistency is what he was talking about. And I believe that hints to the issue of why the children were with dad during the week in that 11 mile commute. After the decree and when the minor children's school closed, now the children are traveling one way, 36 miles. 72 miles round trip is what these children are traveling from the appellee's home in Lakeside to the children's school, which is in Gordon, Nebraska. So every day. The children are also in activities, and the evidence shows that those activities are in the evening in Gordon, Nebraska. Mother's residence in Gordon, Nebraska is 1.5 blocks away from the son's school.
Counsel, it's not really her residence there. As I understand it, she is presently residing with her husband and two other children in Cheyenne.
She has dual residences. She does have a residence in Wyoming, but she has always traveled for the exercise of her parenting plan. Under the original negotiated parenting plan, she had 155 days of parenting time. This is reported with the transcript in this particular case. The difference that we're arguing about is 27.5 days. And what the trial court noted is the mother did not miss her visitation. So I believe this is analogous to parents that travel a lot for work, who have a residence and they come back home for their kids. I think it's remarkable that the appellant has continued to travel. At a certain point in the transcript, she talks about the mileage she has put on her car, and she's there for her children. So given even the distance that she travels for her parenting time, she doesn't miss it.
Ms. Solomon, okay, remind me, when the original decree was entered, if the mom would have agreed to come to Nebraska for that, or come, yeah, Nebraska for that a week on, week off. How far was her residence then to the kids' school?
Kimball, Nebraska was approximately 180 miles away from Gordon, Nebraska.
Okay.
Let me ask you, up until the time the school closed, was the negotiated journey plan working? Was it effective?
Your Honor, with all due respect in my review of this trial record, I would state that they had major problems involving this third weekend. There are, in evidence and in the exhibits, there's large volume of communication between the parties where they're not able to agree on whether he should get a third weekend in a month because he has Christmas parenting time. And then there was the argument over, well, the school sign outside the school said in service day, so that's not really Christmas break, so you don't get those days. So they're arguing about those types of things. They have the text messages that were offered as an exhibit at trial, and it's those communication problems that they were having that in other cases the parents just simply work out. The third weekend has been, and that's one of the other reasons it was asked to modify to a week on, week off, is because they can't seem to understand how that provision works and when it applies and when school days are in service or if it's a Christmas break, how to do it. And so the week on, week off would alleviate those issues that they were having. Mother's parenting time being on the weekend of those negotiated parenting plans, the children's activities have changed in that the children are in volleyball, football, and wrestling. And there was a lot of testimony of these wrestling tournaments taking place in multiple cities and the parents having to work together for that. So there are periods of times when they are able to work together, but the third weekend has been a constant issue.
Counsel, how far is it from Cheyenne to Gordon?
From Cheyenne to Gordon, I'd have to look back at the testimony. It's just on the other side. She hardly ever exercises her parenting time there, but I know it's on the border, and I apologize. I think it's in the transcript of the exact mileage.
Would it be closer or further away than Kimball?
Further away.
So the difference between at the time of the parenting plan is that the children's activities have changed. She now has a place where she can live during his visitation in Gordon, and the children are no longer going to their former school. They are now coming in to Gordon. Is that correct?
Those are just a few of the changes that have occurred. There have been others.
What would you contend to be the major and main item, your best argument as to a material change of circumstances?
The best argument is the schools changing. Very second to that would be the minor daughter's expressed interest to spend a week on, week off time. It's hard to rank one above the other, with all due respect, Your Honor, because there is a child with a voice whose best interests are affected by these proceedings.
How old was she at the time of the trial?
She was 11 years old. The trial court noted that she was bright. They did note that she was an articulate individual. What was troubling is the trial court statement that there really had been no change in circumstances other than the daughter expressing a desire to spend more time with her mother. I believe that the appellate courts have been very clear on this issue in the Adams Court, Forshinger, and Miles to state that if a minor child of sufficient age expresses a desire to live with another parent, that is a material change in circumstances.
It can be, but the trial court is the judge of the testimony and the evidence. The judge obviously heard the child testify and made a conclusion that it was not a material change in circumstance. So given our standard of review, which is an abuse of discretion, where is the abuse of discretion?
Your Honor, he never did a best interest analysis. This is different from Adams, in which the Adams court said it was a material change in circumstances, that the daughter had an improved relationship with her mother and expressed that desire. Where that trial court was not reversed by the appellate court is in Adams, they did a best interest analysis. And that trial court determined that even though the daughter expressed that interest, that it should be denied because the mother had alcohol problems in her past, There were some domestic violence issues with the new husband, and so it was affirmed, trial court gets affirmed on their best interest analysis to say, even though the minor child expressed this interest, it's still not in the best interest, and that was not in this judge's order.
Isn't the difference between that case and this case, the trial court judge here found there was no material change of circumstance, so they never got to the best interest?
Your Honor, that is my argument before this court today.
But you never argue best interest until after you make a determination that there's a material change of circumstance.
According to Adams, that is correct, Your Honor. You have to first find the material change.
So the court, if you find that there is no material change of circumstance, we can't say the trial court was in error for not doing the best interest analysis.
May I answer, Your Honor?
Yes, please.
The error is that he did not find that there had been a material change in circumstances.
What's our standard review on that?
De novo, Your Honor. And so once that was done, that's what the judge can be reversed on. I'm trying to analogize it to the Adams court, where a lot of trial courts have rulings that say even if it is a material change in circumstances, it will be denied because of the best interest. There is no best interest analysis on this because this case was just denied solely on material change in circumstances, Your Honor.
Thank you very much. How much time did we take? Please add that to the police time. Ms. Allen. Whenever you're ready.
Your Honor, there's been no material change in circumstances because the contemplation at the time of the divorce decree was that the appellant would have to travel to see the children, that she lived about 2 hours away, and she's not much further than that now, and she continues to do so. She's primarily a resident of Cheyenne, Wyoming, with a husband and two children, and even at the time that she originally was divorced from Mr. Burke, she was traveling to Gordon to exercise parenting time generally because she maintained a house. It was the house that she received in the divorce, I believe. At some point, she sells that house, buys another house, and so she's just doing the same thing that she's been doing all along.
So it's your contention that the record would reflect that at the time of the dissolution that she already had a residence in Gordon?
I believe so. I believe she testified that she had a house, she sold it, and bought this other house that she was now using, remodeled it, had a rental in part of it, and was part of it that she was using for parenting.
But at that point, the visitation or the school for the children was not in Gordon.
No, it wasn't, but all their school activities were. They had been traveling. This change of activities thing, that's a misunderstanding of what happened in the record, I think.
Well, let's just talk about going to school then. That's 72 miles round trip.
It's western Nebraska.
But if there's an opportunity that didn't exist before.
But it did. It did. I mean,
It didn't
because the school wasn't their school.
Well, that wasn't the school that they were attending. They could have attended different schools that were closer. It's western Nebraska. They're going to be going to these schools anyways because they don't have the high school education. I don't know if that's in the record. But at middle school, like eighth grade on moves up into these towns. And so there's really no material change in that because they're still living at the same home they were living at the time. They're still living are attending the same activities that they were at the time of the dissolution. The only thing that may be different is they went to a different school, and you're adding another 20 miles one way. So an extra 15, 20 minutes is what we're talking about each direction. It's not significant. This is just the standard of western Nebraska living in the country. That's what was known at the time of the divorce, that when you're a farm family, you're going to have to travel to go to places and do things. That's why
How far were they traveling before they changed schools? How far were they traveling from their dad's house?
I believe it was 10 or 15 miles, somewhere in there. Then they're going up to, that was for school, but then they were traveling to Gordon, I believe was pretty in the record, for their activities, their wrestling, volleyball, dance was down to Box Butte County in Alliance. I think that was indicated. Now that had stopped because that was no longer an interest of Savannah. And so you're talking about people that part of their life is traveling to go take care of things because they live out in a rural ranching community. That's just part of the existence of living in those type of communities. And she knew it, Mr. Burke knew it, and And that's why they negotiated the settlement that they did, because basically she had moved away from the region. She'd moved to Kimball. Then basically when she's in Kimball, she moved to Cheyenne, which is about another 45 minutes or so, 60 miles, somewhere in there. I don't know the exact from Kimball. And that's not much more time to her commuting. And that's what she set up. I am going to commute to see the children. Time of the motion to modify, I'm going to commute to see the children. That has not changed. She is at home when she'd exercise parenting time. That's what she was doing prior to the motion to modify. And to some degree, that she was there as much as she indicated, I think is betrayed by the record in that Savannah said, Mom's not usually there when we go by. That's why we don't stop by her house. If she was there, they would stop by her house. They would visit with her before it was time for them to go home or their activities or whatever else. So once again, not a showing of any type of potential conflict or problem which would justify a need. Now turning to the third weekend issue, it's once a year. It's Christmas break, where the question is the weekend part of the Christmas holiday? Because on one calendar it'll say Christmas holiday, on another it'll say in service, and so they say that's a weekend, that's the dispute. But I don't think that's significant enough to scrap the whole negotiated parenting plan. What we have is she's commuting, she's still commuting, nothing's changed other than she now has a whole new family in Cheyenne, Wyoming, and a commitment to that as her primary residence, which she testified it was, a husband who she's married to and has full-time employment there, two daughters that are still in Wyoming at the time of trial, and one that was still in high school. And so all her commitments indicate that she has commitments and ties to Cheyenne and will be required to commute to exercise parenting time, for which she did. Activities were still basically the same, which was contemplated at the time of the divorce, because they were going to have to do things on weekends. Wrestling was still part of Toby's life. I know dance, and I think there were some other sporting activities that were part of Savannah's life. Those were the same from between the two. The residence of Scott was the same, Mr. Burnt, pardon me. And basically her having a home in Gordon was the same from when they got divorced until the motion to modify. So there's really no change other than she's wanting to spend more time, which is admirable, but that's not a material change. That's just a desire on behalf of the parent.
Just for purposes of argument.
Yes.
Let's presume without finding.
Okay.
That we say that there is a material change.
Okay.
So let's move on to best interest, just to discuss that.
Okay.
So what do you think the best argument is with the best interest of the children require the whole situation stay the same?
That stay the same because there's been no change.
I
understand that, but...
You know, we're making it just
right.
For argument purposes.
Right.
We're not finding that. We just...
Right.
Because if we did find there's a material change, then we have to go to the next part of what's in the best interest. And I'd like to hear your argument why it would be in the best interest to leave the status quo.
The status quo is one that is doing well for the most part. We have one basic argument a year. Anytime there's problems with conflicts and schedules, they talk and they flip, they exchange, they make arrangements. In fact, when the children had an extra day off for their weekends when they were at a different school, Scott went ahead and allowed Ms. Burnt to take that. So they were cooperating, so there's no issue there. Savannah did not express a real desire for a change. They both love me. Well, I'd like to spend more time. She didn't really have an intelligent and sound analysis of why that would be a good reason for purposes of a material change.
Didn't she say that?
I mean, not a material change, for best interest.
She wanted to spend more time with her mom because there were certain issues that she, as a girl, felt more comfortable discussing with her mom.
She said there were some things she felt that were more comfortable. But she said she could talk to her stepmom. She said she was able to talk to her mom on a regular basis, whether it was through Messenger or the house phone. She was also able to contact them when they were in town, I think on the cell phones because of the coverage issues of the rural area, and that their both parents were significantly involved in their homework. Scott was better with the math and some of those things. Ms. Burnt was better with some of the other issues, but she was able to communicate with both. And it's the way she reasons or expresses it. It's not a sound reason of, I think this provides me a greater opportunity of developing a relationship. It really is basically, I kind of sort of like it. I think that it's those kind of statements, and that doesn't show that she has an intelligent and sound reasoning for it. It's more of a, I'd like to spend more time with my parents. And she does say, well, there are some things I can talk to her about, but some things, and that's just not a significant enough, I think, articulated reason to end up changing the entire visitation schedule.
Other than the fact that that your client believes the current situation has been working okay, what objection or objections does he have to a week on, week off?
I think that creates instability. I mean, they have already set up this case for a number of years now of parenting time. They set up their school schedule. He's able to provide the kind of structure during the week with their school, their activities, and everything else that they need that has already been established and set up. And they do have differences in parenting style, and therefore having that flip constantly would actually probably lead to greater conflict, because then you would have one week where they have to know a certain parenting aspect or style and a not, versus every week they're going to have the same parenting style except for on a weekend, which is a minimal time for them not to get readjusted to those kind of requirements in the household.
Did he express, was that expressed in the record of trial?
I believe probably not as clearly as I would like, but I believe he did say something about that they do have different ways of approaching them that just provided a little more consistency.
Going back to material change,
yeah.
Did you say at the time of the divorce, the appellant owned a house in Morgan?
She received a house in Morgan as part of the settlement.
Okay, and the kids' school at that time was how far from Morgan?
It would have been, I guess, the 20 to 30 miles or so, right at whatever that is, yeah. I don't think we think in miles, sometimes we think in time. It's under half an hour, so...
And what period of, and I want to ask, what does the record reflect? The period of time was from the time she sold the house that she received in settlement to when she purchased the new home.
I don't remember what the record reflects. I apologize. I think it was she took the proceeds and used that in the new home is what I think, but don't, I hate to misquote it, okay?
But is that you believe that evidence is contained in the record?
I think that is, but I... If it's not, I apologize. I know that there may have been some assumptions made, but I thought there was that she owned a house in Gordon at the time, that she maintained that house for parenting time, and I think even in the appellant's brief, they could see that.
Do you remember when the children's school changed?
Well, about a year or two before this modification, I believe, but I'm not, once again, I don't, I apologize, I didn't keep those names straight.
Thank you very much. How much time are we taking over? You may use about 18 seconds if you would like.
In regards to the school, I think the house was being rented out in Gordon, Nebraska. It was not exercised. I think the record is correct that it's Kimball, Nebraska that she was residing in, and that there had been a gap. It was 2014-2015 school year that I believe the elementary schools at Lakeside had changed, Your Honor. It could be 2015-2016.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate both of you being here today. The matter is deemed submitted, and you are excused.